AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The House January 6th committee today heard from officials who fended off Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's Republican House Speaker Rusty Bowers testified he refused demands from Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani to replace Arizona's electors.
You are asking me to do something that is counter to my oath when I swore to the Constitution to uphold it, and I also swore to the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona.
And a mother and daughter told the panel Trump's fraud claims upended their lives. Sagar Magani has that.
Trump was fixated on Georgia, where Joe Biden beat him by about 11,000 votes. Shay Moss and mom Ruby Freeman were both elections workers in Fulton County, where Trump falsely claimed wrongdoing and singled out Freeman.
A professional vote scammer.
In recorded testimony to the panel.
Do you know how it feels to have the President of the United States to target you?
Her daughter appeared at the hearing and reported death threats and other harassment.
Things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
Freeman says the FBI urged her to leave her home before the January 6th certification of Biden's win. She did, for 2 months. Moss rarely leaves.
Don't want to go anywhere.
Life has been turned upside down.
All because of lies. For me doing my job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators sound close to an agreement on a gun violence bill. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut.
Dotting the I's and crossing the T's right now. I think we're in good shape.
And it was an up day on Wall Street. The major indexes all gained more than 2%. This is AP News. Texas's top safety official today testified at a state Senate hearing about the deadly elementary school shooting in Uvalde.
The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Steve McCraw, says there is compelling evidence the law enforcement response
was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
McCraw says there were enough officers on the scene to have stopped the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the school. They waited for over an hour.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
The on-scene commander was the Uvalde School District Police Chief, Pete Arredondo. McCraw also says the door of the classroom was not locked.
How about trying the door and see if it's unlocked? Okay, as, you know, what we used to call a clue.
Police were waiting for the key. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.